This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. College seniors may struggle to find a job this spring, but they are getting a graduation present from the health insurance industry. They will be permitted to remain on their parents' health insurance plans. NPR's Julie Rovner has the story.
The rules of most health insurance policies are this. Your adult child can stay on your policy only if he or she is a full-time student. So when they graduate, their health insurance goes away. Among the people it happened to is Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius and her two children.
We went through this when both of them got out of school and were not headed for jobs where there was health insurance involved.
That won't happen anymore under the new health law. Young adults can stay on their parents' plans, regardless of student status, until age 26. But it doesn't take effect until September. That left a several-month gap for this year's graduates, so Sebelius decided to see if she could do something about it.
We began a little outreach to just see if there was some appetite in really closing this gap. And frankly, companies thought that it was a good idea.
So yesterday, WellPoint Inc., which covers 33 million people, and United Healthcare, which covers 24 million, both announced they'd start covering most young adults sooner. For United, that coverage begins essentially right away. WellPoint will begin June 1st, but that will pick up anyone who graduates in May, since coverage always lasts till the end of the month. Bradley Flugel, Chief Strategy Officer for WellPoint, says accelerating the coverage simply makes good business sense.
It seemed not really in our members' interest to disenroll them and only to have them re-enroll 3 months later. That seemed overly complicated, so it just seemed to make sense to just let them stay on.
And Richard Collins of United says young adults are generally cheap to insure, so why would insurers want to let them go?
This population does not always avail itself of the opportunities to have health insurance in the market that there are, and we would like to cover more of them.
HHS Secretary Sebelius says she's optimistic that more insurers will soon follow the two big companies' lead. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.